everyone. This is Vonette Wright, and you're tuned into The Hand That You've Been Dealt. Today, we're going to discuss what to do when you don't know what to do. In life, we have found ourselves at a dead end, or at a crossroads, or on a path that seems to go nowhere. And the first thing we think, or feel, or we say, is I don't know what to do. Now, as adults, we're always supposed to know what to do, right? Unfortunately, that's not always the case. At some point in time, we have all encountered a problem either at work, at home with our families, or in a relationship that's either professional or personal. And then a situation, an issue, or a crisis arises, and we don't know what to do. Or how about those times when everything is going just as it should, and out of nowhere, something unexpected happens, and immediately we feel, I don't know what to do. Well, several years ago, I found myself in this very situation, out of nowhere. The life in which I knew was no longer. I had no idea what I was going to do because I didn't know what to do. I began to feel all the emotions and feelings that uncertainty brings. My head began to spin. I had no idea or clue what I was going to do, how I was going to manage and navigate through this sudden situation. I found myself asking myself, why is this happening to me? I was feeling like this is only happening to me, and no one could possibly have the answers as to what I needed to do. Well, I know you want to know exactly what that was, and I promise I will share in another episode of The Hand That You've Been Dealt. But in the meantime, I'm going to share what to do when you don't know what to do. Now, the first step is to do absolutely nothing. That's right. Get still. Do nothing. When you don't know what to do, become very still, and the answers will come to you. I heard Oprah Winfrey say on her Super Soul session, when you don't know what to do, get still until you do know. Nobody knows you but you. Nobody knows for you, only you. And you will know the path to your own truth. Now, step number two is accept that it's okay not to know everything. Life is full of twists and turns. You don't have to have all the answers right now. You don't have to know what you're going to do right now. And there's not going to be a solution right now. Whatever problem or circumstance you may be facing at this moment, you can be certain someone else has already had that problem and someone else has felt just as you are feeling at this very moment. And at some point in time, they were able to find a resolution. Now, step number three is going to sound really, really different. But it's become comfortable with discomfort. I'm going to repeat that again. Become comfortable with discomfort. Now, I found this particular step to be very challenging and extremely, extremely different. It was just kind of making you feel out of your own self. Well, here's the thing. Life sometimes can be uncomfortable. When I found myself having to deal with an unexpected life situation, I felt like I was a stranger in a strange land, and I had no idea what I was going to do. But when I began to settle in and understand that the discomfort was really about things changing, then I started to understand that I had the answers I needed right there within myself. And that was an eye-opening experience for me, because things that I knew and what I thought I should do or shouldn't do was really odd. It was really strange. And I thought, wow, wait a minute. This doesn't seem like something that I know what I'm doing. But I began to understand that I was changing. So that discomfort was really all about a new beginning. What I'm going to do now is we're going to take a break, and we're going to be back in about 30 seconds to give you steps 4 and 5 on what to do when you don't know what to do.
Paging all DMV Sister Lock consultants, please proceed to the successful Sister Locks business that awaits you. Call Locks Forever's coaching division today to learn more about our 90-day intensive hands-on mentoring program. Doing hair is just the beginning. Doing great business is what sets you apart. Madam CJ Walker said, I got my start by giving myself a start. Give yourself a start today. Give us a call.
540-446-5107. Hello, this is Vonette Wright. I want to invite you to listen to my upcoming podcast, The Hand That You've Been Dealt. It's going to be a very informative podcast that deals with situations we deal with in our personal and professional life. Make sure you tune in every Friday at 4 p.m. Hello, and welcome back to The Hand That You've Been Dealt. This is Vonette Wright, and we're talking about what to do when you don't know what to do. And we're at step number 4. Now, step number 4, for those of you that know exactly what I'm talking about, and those of you that may not, it's real simple. Pray or meditate. Now, when you find yourself wondering what to do when you don't know what to do, whichever you prefer, pray and meditate. It's just something about having a clear mind and a clear spirit that allows God to give you the directions and answers to the challenges, dilemmas, and or problems you may be facing. I found that when I was facing my situation, I had to rely on scriptures that allowed me to hear God speaking directly to me, giving me direction on what I needed to do, because I didn't know what to do. One of my favorite scriptures is Philippians 4:6-7, and it simply says, do not be anxious about anything, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. And the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. Now, that particular scripture, I had to carry it everywhere. I carried it in my purse, I carried it in my jacket, I carried it in my console, in my car. I would read it if I was walking in a building, if I was leaving out of a building, if I was stuck in traffic. I just had to meditate on that. And something about that particular scripture, to me, serves as a twofold. One, it provides you peace. It gives you a peace in your mind and a peace in your spirit. And two, it allows God to have a clear path to give you directions and understanding on what you should or should not do when you don't know what to do. Now, step number 5 is kind of easy to say, but probably even more challenging to implement. And it's simply stop allowing the phrase, I don't know what to do, paralyze you. That's right. Stop allowing I don't know what to do to paralyze you. Because at the end of the day, you have the answers you need. you have the tools you need. You see, we've been equipped to know that whatever we're going to say, we have our own answers. I know we want to have someone to tell us what to do or have an answer to what we need to do. But at times when you don't know what to do, that's really the last thing you need to do is ask someone else, well, what should I do? Because remember my quote from Oprah Winfrey, only you know you. So when you find yourself, and you will, in a dilemma or in a circumstance or in a situation, just first do nothing. Two, accept that you're not going to know everything. The third, be comfortable in that discomfort because you're right where you need to be. The fourth, pray and meditate. And the fifth one, stop allowing yourself to be paralyzed by, I don't know what to do. You know, I hope that this has been informative. I hope it's been enlightening, and I hope it's been uplifting for you. And as I said, I know you want to know what that situation was when I didn't know what to do. I promise I'll share that with you on another episode of The Hand That You've Been Dealt. But to wrap this one up today, I want you to remember this, as I always say, trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways, acknowledge him, and he will make your path straight. Proverbs 3, 5, and 6. Until the next time, this is Vonette Wright. This is The Hand That You've Been Dealt, and you have a wonderful day. Remember, every Friday at 4 p.m., The Hand That You've Been Dealt. Be good to yourself and be good to each other.